Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NECUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Vim Anand from Member Support Services, or MSS, however you want to say it.
MSS.
Vim, how are you, sir?
Good to see you. I'm wonderful. Good to see you.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Likewise.
Yes, indeed.
How's NECUSO going for you this time around?
Very well. This is like my fourth or fifth. I kind of lost count.
Okay.
Yes. So it's growing gangbusters.
Yeah.
You see all these different booths with different...
This is a big room with a lot of companies in here.
Booming. So, I remember a time when we were half the size
exactly.
of the room.
Less than that, probably.
Yeah.
So it's good. Yeah, the CUSO industry is alive and well and thriving, it sounds like.
It is, and could be thriving and expanding even more so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
There's like 1,200 of them now. 1,200 CUSOs, I heard.
Good Lord,
That is a lot.
They're
not in this room. Not all of them are here, but probably... A good many of them are here.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about how the conference is going for you, and what are your expectations here? What are you looking for?
Well, the conference is going great. Although we are in CUSO, we're actually, as you know, in MSS, an extension, really, of our credit union owners. We're not there selling our wares, as it were, as a lot of the CUSOs are.
Right.
So it's great for me to come over here and meet all the, particularly around the fintech space, all the new vendors, etc., whom we're talking to. So we're looking to transform through our collaborative model into the world of digital like everybody else. And this has become an invaluable source for us.
I've heard that from a lot of people here. They're like, I heard like a lot of first-timers. There's actually first-time attendees here, and they're like, oh my gosh.
I actually know a couple. I've met
I'm
a couple.
Like, wow, first time?
Yeah.
So anyway, let's talk about the topic at hand here, leveling the playing field through large-scale collaboration. So share with me, give us a quick
foundation. You're familiar with our story, Mike.
Yes, it's a wonderful story.
It is, we are hoping, a few others will come and join the party, as it were.
Why not?
And we're hopeful about that.
Good.
But it seems to me, for a movement which has got collaboration in its DNA, okay, has a regulatory framework which really encourages collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of these CUSOs over here, around here. A lot of them are single-point solutions, okay? We still haven't really made the leap as a movement, as an industry, where we are doing it on a much bigger, larger scale. Now, there are a few exceptions, particularly the card, like friends here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a huge, huge opportunity where, if you go back to what credit unions are, it's about making it a level playing field for the underserved consumer and by providing them the financial support. And with scale now really expanding so much. What's very interesting to me is, you know, with the sovereign, with the Silicon Valley bank crisis.
Yeah.
So I was reading one of the British journals the other day, and they said a mid-size, what is it, 260 billion or something, right?
Yeah, for a bank.
Yeah, and they say a mid-sized bank ran into trouble. I think it was actually the BBC, a mid-sized bank. And I'm thinking, like, we're in a scale play over here, and how do credit unions really, really compete with that when the prevailing wisdom is 260 billion is now considered mid-size.
Right.
And we applaud anybody who's reaching a billion plus now.
That's a big deal.
Right? So that's the challenge in front of us as a movement. And really, by creating a large scale on a much, much, much wider footprint, collaboration where we really can get to the efficiencies, the ability to share in investments in digital, etc., will help us get to that level and be able to compete effectively and serve our members, many of whom are being served by the banks.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. So how does this stuff, how does it level the playing field? So share with me, because we always talk about how technology is the great equalizer. So share with me that part of the...
Because we're always... If you don't have the ability to make investments because you're capital constrained or it's price prohibitive for you, if you're not able to invest in talent, okay, for the same kind of reasons, if you're not at a processing efficiency, you're really handicapped in your ability to be able to fully provide a full service financial services. But if you all share it and you share the cost, as we have done in MSS so many times, right?
Yeah.
That's how you level playing field.
Gotcha. Yeah. If you emulate your model, or even join your model.
Well, and I mean, I'll always make a pitch for ourselves.
For sure,
it's a great model. I know there are quite a few people talking about the model now, much more so than
good. They should.
Years ago, so we're progressing, but slowly.
That's okay, because when it starts to snowball.
Oh,
it's
man,
pretty fun.
From your lips to God's ears, my friend.
Let's get it going for you.
So that's what I meant, Mike, that, you know, we are collaborating a lot more CUSOs around, and that's wonderful, but I think we have bigger opportunities. There's more food on the table, which we can all share.
I still think, the model that you guys have created is just, I mean, how long has this been around? I mean, it's been, when did I do that story? Like was it six years ago?
Well, you did it initially
when they won the three credit unions.
Yeah, the three credit unions.
Right.
When they won the CUSO of the Year award or whatever it
right.
was, which you did.
Yeah.
And then we had a catch up with you a couple of years ago, like, where are we progress wise? Mm-hmm. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, one of our credit unions, went away.
Aspire
went away because of the merger.
Right.
We are hopeful of others joining, but everybody we've talked to really say, God, this makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of model.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are some internal processes and issues they have to go through to make the leap, and we're hopeful about that. But there should be more of those kind of conversations. Have them with us by all means. But have them amongst others.
So I'm more than happy to help get that, because it's truly a credit union idea, and it's truly a credit union thing that works, because it's what we've been talking about this entire time. It's in the DNA of what this model is. It's true collaboration.
And you have a regulator who's encouraging you to do that, right?
Even more so.
Gosh, previous clients and previous industries, they would kill for that. They would absolutely kill for that.
Yeah. Alrighty, sir. Well, anything else to add, Vim?
No, that was it.
All right.
That's all I had to say.
All right. Yeah. Well, good deal.
Well,
thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
The time.
Thank
and,
you.
And we'll see you around the show for sure.
Okay.
Alrighty, sir.
Thank you,
well
Mike.
Done.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work there, alrighty?
Thank you.
Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.